Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, our next guest has made Rodman cry, Shaq cave, and she went head-to-head with Robert Kraft and won. She's a warrior, and in her new book, she talks about not being afraid to be a bitch when she has to be. The lovely Lisa Guerrero. Thanks for coming on the show, Lisa. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. And wow, what an intro. Love it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a great reporter like you. I mean, normally the shoe is on the other foot. How do you feel in this role, me asking the questions?
I don't like it. I like having the control of guiding the conversation and asking the tough questions. But, you know, in this case, I'm so thankful to be here to talk about Warrior, my book, because I want people to read it for a lot of reasons. I want you to be entertained. I want you to know what it's like behind the scenes of Monday Night Football or Fox Sports Net, or, you know, being on the cover of Playboy, or what it's like to be an NFL cheerleader. So I share a lot of fun stories and formative stories, but I also am really honest about a lot of the trauma I faced, at the extreme criticism I endured, at, you know, the hands of a very verbally abusive boss, at the trolling and bullying I experienced. And I want people to know the consequences of that criticism. And for me, they were very traumatic and very real. I was able to build my life back and build my career back even better than it was before, but it took a lot of work. So, you know, the point of writing the book was really about how I turned pain into power and how I think everybody can do that.
Well, I read the book, Lisa, most of it. I'm trying to finish it up, but I did find it interesting when I was reading the book that as a young reporter, you noticed that your colleagues, they were all treating the athletes like heroes. But you, on the other hand, you were not afraid to call them out. That had to take some guts.
Well, you know, I think it did. I look back at my younger self, and I'm so proud of some of the strength that I had to go up against a lot of these, you know, very tough athletes and ask them tough questions and hold them accountable. And I think early on, I was starting to forge a path towards being brave, certainly, and towards investigative journalism, because I was asking a lot of the questions that a lot of my male colleagues wouldn't ask because they wanted to be buddies with these guys or go play golf with them on the weekend. And I wasn't interested in that. I wanted to deliver for my audience.
Well, I remember a story in the book where you call out Dennis Rodman for wasting your time. They showed up smelling like liquor and weed, you said, and you had wasted a bunch of time doing your hair. Plus, you had another gig doing a role in a show that you had to be prepared for. So Rodman actually pissed you off, and you let him know about it, and it ended up really, in the end, helping your career, right?
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was back in that year when he signed with the Lakers. But before he signed, he kind of vacillated. Oh, I'm going to sign. I'm not going to sign. I'm not going to sign. I am going to sign. So he finally calls a press conference held at Planet Hollywood, and he asks all the press to come. We all show up, and he's not only a little bit late, he's a lot late. Meanwhile, we all had deadlines. We all had other stories to file. I had a live shot I was going to miss, and I had another job as an actress on Sunset Beach. So I had to study my lines that night for the show the next day. So finally he rolls in with Carmen Electra, and he gets up there and he says, listen, I don't have anything to announce. I just called this press conference to see if you guys would show up. And I was furious. And I stood up in my hot pink Barbie suit and I let him have it on live television in a press conference. And he started crying. He defended himself, yelled at me back, and then he started crying. And this was all live on ESPN and on various outlets that took this press conference. And so that kind of created this image of me as somebody that asked people tough questions. I became the girl that made Dennis Rodman cry.
And I know a lot of your colleagues gained some respect for you when that happened. Her new book is called Warrior, My Path to Being Brave, the new book from Lisa Guerrero, available wherever you read books. You grew up a huge Rams fan, Dodgers fan. Your dad instilled sports in you, and you loved it. And I'm just curious, because for me, I covered sports for a while, and I lost a little of my childhood, because once you see the reality of your heroes when you're in the locker room reporting them and when you're in the clubhouse, it's a very intimidating place to be as a young reporter. And these guys are looked at as heroes. Has it changed you as a fan from when you were a child, because I know how much you love sports, to now you've uncovered a lot of the nasty side of these athletes?
It really did affect me. It made me a lot more cynical about them. You know, I understand they're multi-million dollar corporations, each one of them individually, and they are about their brand now, right? And they are about, you know, having this image, producing on the field or on the court, making corporate connections off the court. And once I started to realize that these players aren't playing for the love of the game necessarily, you know, it kind of took the joy away of being this kid that I was that loved sports and loved these athletes. So it made me a little more cynical about it. But I also understand, you know, they have a short window of time in which to produce, make that money, make those connections. So, you know, they've got agents around them and managers and a wife and a team and publicists that are trying to keep the money train going. So it really opened my eyes to the business part of sports.
Although I know he's not perfect, but he's a close friend of mine, Shaq. We're business partners and friends. Me and Shaquille have known each other for a long time. He had to be one of the bright lights when covering sports, just knowing him deep down. But you were able to get Shaq to do an interview exclusive with you when, at a time, he wasn't talking to any reporters, but he decided to talk to you, Lisa. Why do you think that was?
First of all, can I just tell you that Shaq was one of the best people that I have ever interviewed. He was always kind to me. I was a beat reporter at the time for Fox Sports Net. And the Lakers, you know, I was in and out of those locker rooms all the time. And Shaq was not only fun to interview, he was a human being that was empathetic. He realized I was one of the very few women at the time in the locker room. And he would just be so respectful of me and give me his time and his attention. And I will never forget his kindness. Honestly, it's just, I could go on and on about Shaq, and I know this is his network. But I would say this on any, you know, to anybody. He was one of the joys to deal with as a young female sports reporter. And yes, at one point he was doing a media blackout. He wasn't talking to the media. And I figured a way to get him to do an exclusive interview. I found out through the PR person what his favorite TV show was. And I got outtakes from his favorite TV show. And I brought it to, and first I said, hey, if I can get you these outtakes, would you give me this interview? And he joked and he said, oh, sure I will. And he didn't think I was going to be able to get it. Well, I went to the production company. I got these outtakes on VHS back then. I brought it to his locker room and I said, now you owe me an interview. And he just started laughing his big gregarious laugh. And he said, you got me, I'll do it. And so I got this massive exclusive interview. And Sports Illustrated even wrote a little piece about how I got that interview. So I will always be thankful to Shaq.
Very nice. We're talking to the beautifully and talented Lisa Guerrero. Make sure you go check out her new book. It's called Warrior, My Path to Being Brave. You were very brave to get on the sidelines of Monday Night Football. You have a chapter in your book actually titled Monday Nightmare Football. And I guess you had a miscarriage during a broadcast. I mean, that was some kind of year for you. What did you learn now, looking back after all these years? It seemed to be a traumatic time, but I think you came out a better person on the other end, right?
I did, and I became a stronger person. But, you know, leading up to, in the years leading into the Monday Night Football season, I realized I was being the target of a lot of misogyny, sexual innuendo, sexual harassment at Fox Sports Net. Then I get hired. I quit that job on Best Damn Sports Show, period. And I thought, okay, that's it. I'm not going to do sports anymore. Well, I got this opportunity to be the sideline reporter for Monday Night Football on ABC. So I said, yes. I thought this was going to be a very different experience. I had never been a sideline reporter before. I was really excited about it. But as soon as I got the job, I was humiliated and criticized, brutally criticized, before I ever had the first game. I was called a bimbo, a cheerleader, a model. You know, it was just really cruel. And I took all of that. I absorbed that negativity like a sponge, and it really hurt my performance. That, in addition to having a boss that would yell at me while I was delivering my reports to 40 million people live, really shook my confidence. I became depressed. I became full of anxiety and fear. And about halfway through the season, I had just discovered I was pregnant. So I was probably about 8 to 12 weeks pregnant. And during the second quarter of a game late in the season, I started to feel severe cramping and pain. And I realized that I was having a miscarriage. And instead of calling 911 or telling my producer I had to leave, I was more afraid of getting fired than I was about the trauma that I was going through physically. So I carried on and finished the game while I was having a miscarriage. And I was traumatized by that. After the season, I was fired. I had suicidal ideations about that. I thought I was a failure as a human being. I thought I would never get my career back. And so I finally reached out to help. I reached out to my dad, and I eventually, you know, started therapy for that. And 20 years later, here I am. I survived it. I rebuilt my career. I refocused my energy. I became a better reporter. And now I am not a sponge for criticism. I don't accept criticism anymore. I don't let it affect me, but it took me a long time to learn how to do that.
One thing I learned about you, Lisa, as I was reading this book is you love food. You know, you love it. You like eating, and I love the stories about you digging into the vending machines, and Doritos was your breakfast, the hot dogs at the Dodgers game, the Snickers for breakfast. You had logs of the fast food drive-through times. I mean, how do you stay so beautiful and grace the cover of Playboy with that body, Lisa, and you're having Doritos for breakfast? Please tell us the secrets.
Genetics. I had a gorgeous mother, and my dad is very handsome. And I really abused my body when I was younger with junk food. I'm much better. I'm 58 now, so I'm very careful. I'm a lot better at working out and eating healthy food. But back then, I just ate like a 12-year-old boy. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I'm so surprised I have any teeth left in my mouth. How they didn't rot, it was beyond me. All I ate was sugar and junk food. But I finally got through that phase of my life and realized that's not healthy. I still love to eat. I mean, I'm a steak and potatoes girl for sure.
Well, you definitely got those good looks from your mother. I know that a very tragic thing happened to her. Your mother died of cancer when you were just 8 years old, and she told you when you were a young girl, it stuck with you, that Guerrero means warrior. You were born to fight. And that leads me to the story, in my opinion, that has to be your most gratifying story that you have worked on in your career, and that's helping to solve a cold case, and you brought justice to a young child. Can you tell our audience that story? Because it's amazing.
When I was on Inside Edition a few years ago, I was somebody reached out to me on Facebook, a woman named Monica Hall. She was the aunt of a little girl who was beaten to death in her crib. There were three adults in the house at the time, and none of them were arrested. The case had gone cold. It was 4 years later, and all three of those suspects had fled to other states, and the police had given up on this case. So she asked me to look into it. I convinced my executive producer to let me have a crew to go to Nebraska and to start digging. And we were able to find all these three suspects in other states. I interrogated them on camera, and two of them rolled over on the third one named Dustin Chauncey, who they said beat Juliet Gertz to death. I confronted him. The story aired on Inside Edition. They convened a grand jury. A couple of years later, it was brought to trial. I was in the courtroom sitting next to Monica Hall, her aunt, when they found Dustin Chauncey guilty, and he's now serving 80 years to life in prison.
You go, girl. Lisa Guerrero, our guest here, make sure you pick up her new book. She is a warrior, her path to being brave. I have a few sports questions I want to ask you. I know that you've dated a Rams quarterback at one point in your career. Who is the greatest quarterback in Rams history, in your opinion?
Oh, my gosh. Well, should we go way back to, like, the Norm Van Blocklin? I'm going to say holy cow, I loved Vince Ferragamo. I loved Pat Hayden. I don't know. There have been so many great quarterbacks. At one point, I had memorized each one of them up to, like, from 1946 when Cleveland it used to be the Cleveland Rams, and in 1946 they became the Los Angeles Rams. And when I was a kid, I memorized each one of the quarterbacks in history. And when I tried out for the Rams cheerleading in 1984, I recounted during my sit-down interview after I made the first round, I recounted all of the quarterbacks in order. And I think that helped me make the squad.
Nice. What about Kurt Warner? You know it was St. Louis, but you consider...
Oh, Kurt. Yeah, of course. I don't consider him a Los Angeles Ram, of course, because he was a St. Louis Ram. But there's no question. He had an outstanding career, and for such an underdog, talk about, an incredible career and somebody who wasn't taken seriously. Again, I look at sports as such a great analogy for life. Here's a guy who was short. He was not even in the NFL. He wasn't taken seriously, and he went on to have one of the most incredible careers of any quarterback, much less, in the Rams franchise. But yeah, he was great.
A controversial player that I'd like to ask you about, Barry Bonds. You were the first to ask him point blank, did he take steroids? And I guess it was a booger check that kind of lightened the mood. But my question is, Barry Bonds, does he belong in the Hall of Fame? Do you think he should be in the Hall of Fame?
I do. I do. And I'll tell you why. There are a lot of people in the Hall of Fame who cheated on and off the field, who were bad people, who were wife abusers, who were drug abusers, who were alcoholics. I think what we have to do is take the numbers and the statistics in that time and look at those numbers only. Because, yes, you can speculate about whether or not he did steroids, but so did a lot of other people in the steroid era in the 90s and into the 2000s. So it's kind of hard to separate. The problem with Barry is that he was very brutal with the media. The local media hated him. He was awful to the media. So he didn't help himself in the way that he treated the media. And who gets to decide who gets into the Hall of Fame? The media. And so I think that's why you see a lot of animosity towards him still. Did he cheat? Did he do steroids? I can speculate. I believe he probably did do steroids. But are you going to go back and be able to test every single player in the Hall of Fame for drugs? I don't know. I mean, it's a difficult decision, but if you go simply by statistics, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Hopefully one day him and Pete Rose and Mark McGwire, I feel like, all deserve a place in Cooperstown. We're talking with Lisa Guerrero, one of the great female sports reporters in the history of sports. I started thinking, like, we'd like to talk about GOATs nowadays, greatest of all time. I was like, well, who is the greatest female sports reporter of all time? And if you asked me, I came up with two names for me personally. I would say Hannah Storm, maybe number one. And also, for whatever reason, I just loved Linda Cohn. She had this very likable delivery, and I loved Linda. I don't see her as much on television anymore, but I would say Hannah and Linda. What about you? Who is the greatest female sports reporter of all time?
I think there are, in my opinion, I'm going to go back, way back, to the first female sports reporters that broke the barrier of allowing us to get into the locker room. I'm going to mention names like Barbara Boren. People that probably you may not be as familiar with, Janet Prensky. These are women who in the 60s and 70s did the very hard work of being beat reporters for their local teams and who pushed for the rights for the rest of us to be able to be on television and to go into the locker rooms and to cover sports. So the people I think are the greatest sports reporters in the world of female sports reporters are people that you probably don't know, that aren't household names, but paved the way for the rest of us.
And more recently, I did see you interviewing the victims from that documentary, Secrets of Playboy. You actually posed for Playboy in your 40s. Where did you get, that confidence?
Right.
Where did you get all this confidence? Because you call out baseball players, you get interviews with Shaq, and you're not afraid to take your clothes off for a camera. I mean, you're one tough, you're a tough cookie.
I hope people read my book, Warrior, My Path to Being Brave, to see why I made that very controversial decision. And it was very strategic. I had been fired from Monday Night Football. I had spent several years really rebuilding my confidence and trying to pick up the ashes of that career that had been lost for me as a sports reporter. And I made a very specific decision to do this because I knew if I was on the cover of Playboy, and by the way, I wasn't a playmate, so I wasn't nude, but I was on the cover of Playboy. And the reason I did that is because I knew it would give me a platform to talk about what I wanted to do next. And I wanted to be on a news magazine. So I did the cover of Playboy, and during my press tour for that cover, I told anybody that would listen, I wanted to be on Inside Edition or Entertainment Tonight or a news magazine. Well, Inside Edition heard me saying that over and over, so they did a story about me on their show, and their audience loved me, and I ended up getting a two-year contract, and that was 17 years ago, and I'm still on the show today. So in a way, Playboy helped pave the way for me to be an investigative journalist.
It's a very interesting story. I highly recommend you go pick up her new book, Lisa Guerrero's Warrior, My Path to Being Brave. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck with your future endeavors, Lisa. Thank you.
Thanks, Gentry. I appreciate you having me.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.